Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
We're getting in closer and closer to the big day. December 25th is looming, and there are a lot of people who will have just perfect family Christmas days. And then there are a lot of people who need a little bit of extra help. And you know, the Richmond Christmas Mother is out there trying to help those families and has been for months and months and months building up to this. And we're so delighted to have this year's Richmond Christmas Mother with us here in the studio, April Nyamtu. Good morning to you. I'm so glad to see you. You always look wonderful. Every time I bump into you, you look great and you're on fire, happy. I mean, do you ever have a bad day?
Good morning, John, and I'm so happy to be here. And yes, I do have a bad day, but for the most part, I put my 2 feet on the ground and I say, how can I make this day my best day?
Well, I've seen you all over town working very hard in your duties as the Christmas mother. And for a lot of folks who are new to Richmond, I mentioned, you know, last week I said, oh, the Christmas mother is coming. They're like, what is the Christmas mother? This is a long-standing tradition here in Richmond.
It is. It's been going on since 1935. And it's been a woman chosen in the community that has just proven herself to be a mover and shaker and get out there and do a lot of philanthropy type work. And they chose me this year, and I'm just very excited.
Well, you have done a great job so far. Tell me about the charities that your program and the fundraising that you're doing will help as we get closer to Christmas Day.
So the Christmas Mother program partners with Salvation Army for many, many decades. And then about 20 years ago, we included Feed More because they not only need clothes and toys and that kind of thing, they need food. So shortly thereafter, 5 years ago, they included over 50 charities. And with that, we're able to help other 501c3 organizations in our community bring a little holiday cheer where they may not have some holiday cheer. Mm-hmm. So say, for instance, Safe Harbor for Domestic Violence Victims. There are women that come there and with their children with just the clothes on their backs.
Because they've escaped
a horrible situation. Yeah. And so we're able to give them some semblance of what a Christmas holiday is when there probably wasn't going to be something. Mm-hmm. So I'm very happy to partner with all of that to make a beautiful Christmas.
Well, with that list, who else will stand out? Or who, you know, I think there are a couple of groups that are always in the news, but then I'm glad you mentioned the domestic violence group. Mm-hmm. There's some that kind of fly under the radar that you all have identified.
Yes.
Who else makes that list?
The Ronald McDonald House.
Yeah.
Yeah. So personally, with my experience with them, I have two disabled children, so I've spent a lot of time in the hospital, and their presence in the hospital is there's no measure to it. They are there for the families with meals, with comfort, with compassion, with toys for not only the child that's in the hospital, but the siblings that are having to be drugged there every day to go see their sibling, depending on what the situation is. And sometimes you're there for maybe a day or two, but sometimes 30 days, 60 days, depending on the illness and the situation. And it's a total nonprofit organization, and without the help of the community, they can't keep their program going. So I'm very happy that we get to continue this program just a little bit with them, and I was able to present them with the $5,000 grant this past Sunday. So it was pretty exciting.
Well, that's wonderful. That helps in a very practical sense. All right. So for our listeners, and you've got a lot of folks in the business community who listen to this program, we're very thankful for their listenership, and they're also very generous. How can folks help you meet the goals that are out there as we head towards the big day?
Well, the biggest thing is truly the monetary donation. Mm-hmm. That helps us serve all of those pieces and parts as a whole, because we need food, clothing, toys, financial and emotional support during that holiday season. But the other ways you can go out to help the Salvation Army, you can go pick up an angel from the angel tree or a silver bell. So we have over 4,000 children that are looking for Christmas, as well as over 1,000 senior citizens that have no family that they won't receive anything. So it's really important that we let all these people in our community know that their neighbors care about them. And then you could pick up a fox sock at any Virginia Family Dentistry. Mm-hmm. Pick that up and make sure you bring all your angels, your silver bell angels, and your socks back by December 6th so that we know that these families will receive their gifts and toys for Christmas celebration. And then, of course, if you have any coats that might be out there that you are not using anymore, your children especially, drop them off at any Puritan Cleaners. They will clean them, mend them, and deliver them to the Salvation Army before the distribution date.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of different ways to be supportive, but if folks want to go to richmondchristmasmother.com, that's where you can make that financial donation. And, you know, I know a lot of people follow you on Facebook, so maybe they already know this. We were supposed to talk to you 2 weeks ago, and then you had your son, Evan, had some issues, and I would be remiss if I didn't say that I admire you for continuing in this role, especially with some of the challenges that you've had with Evan, and he's out of the hospital today?
He came out of the hospital yesterday.
Oh, thank God. Yes. You know, that's wonderful.
So we spent the last 16 days in the ICU, and it was after the same situation that we dealt with last fall. And it was a 45-day stint that time, but he's recovered. He's doing very well. And I think I needed to be more specific with him at this past summer when I said, okay, boys, you've had a lot of holidays in the hospital, you know, but this year it's mommy's turn. And I think I needed to be a little bit more specific and not just say during the holidays. I needed to say 6 months.
Anytime, right?
But as teenagers, you know, they kind of look at your parents and think, oh, I'm going to do what I want. So, but anyways, I'm making light of it, but it was a pretty serious situation. It was a tough situation.
I was watching on Facebook,
But I am supported by such an incredible family and so many friends. And
Dr. Joe is great.
And my husband, yes. Yeah. So, you know, with that village surrounding me, it allows me to continue to do what I need to do and also be there for my son and be there for my family as well. So,
well, you know, I bring it up not to pry into your personal life, but to share with the audience that I am impressed. A lot of people would crumble. That's a very serious situation you were facing with your son. We're thankful that he's doing better. And I just want to salute you for the work that you've done before that happened.
Thank you.
The fact that you're still in here fighting for other kids and other families right now in the holidays.
Because there's so many people that need help. Yeah. And I, as their neighbor, want to help them any way I can.
The 85th annual Richmond Christmas Mother, April Nyamtu. Thanks so much for coming into the studio. I'm always happy to see you. If you'd like to make a donation to the Richmond Christmas Mother, you can find out all about it at richmondchristmasmother.com. RichmondChristmasMother.com, and it's at the Richmond.com website. So, all the information is there, all the charities that April has mentioned here on the air. And we'd especially appreciate a donation here in the holidays. We'll come back with more in just a moment here on News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.